Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Let's go around the NFL to keep you in the loop. This is Houston's sports leader, Sports Radio 610.
Could DeAndre Hopkins be playing the waiting game? Ian Rappaport was on with Pat McAfee. This is what he had to say about the current layout of the football future of DeAndre Hopkins.
I would not be surprised if he waited a little, because time is really on his side. Because, you know, you get through minicamp, and then you get to the start of training camp. Even if he's not signed by the start of training camp, whenever injuries happen, especially in training camp, or God, especially in preseason games, it is the worst. It sucks beyond all things. However, it does create need. And so he might be better served from waiting if a really, really good playoff caliber, Super Bowl potential team has a need of receiver. He could get some real money. I know the Chiefs were someone who people talked about maybe. I know the Bills had some interest early on. Patriots have been mentioned.
I mean, look.
Wait out, huh?
I think that's going to be.
So is he just going to do sit there and voodoo doll every receiver hoping they tear their ACL or something?
I don't know what he's going to do, but it's a good strategy at this point.
But, I mean, what if it doesn't work? What if no one gets hurt?
Yeah.
I mean, and I know
Well, here's
silly,
the thing.
But,
yeah.
But what if no one, like, that would significantly impact his...
Like, his future.
Future gets yeah. hurt.
I almost think that
Then
that's,
he would sign for less.
Well, but I also... By then, he will have waited a while, like, at least into the preseason. I also think that's just not a possibility. I mean, it's like every year. If somebody's going to get hurt. Some receiver somewhere is going to get hurt or whatever. Suspended or retire, and there's going to be it's every year.
If he were elite, though, he wouldn't. He'd
be signed. Yeah.
Or someone would have traded for him.
Yeah.
It's easy to see, right?
Yeah, for sure.
And clearly, he wants money.
Always.
Yeah.
Brandon Bean, the GM of the Buffalo Bills, he was also on with McAfee. He would not dismiss Buffalo. It appeared maybe the market shapes up to where it makes sense for Buffalo. Here was Brandon Bean talking about the possibility of Nuke Hopkins with McAfee.
We are all about people that want to come to Buffalo. We love it, especially if they fit. And obviously DeAndre's, he's a heck of a talent. Speaking of a thorn in your side, called a Hail Mary on us a few years ago in the COVID year to finish right. that game.
Hail Mary.
We had our three best DBs on him. Never ruling it out, but know he's a good player and he'll probably command a decent contract.
All right. It could play out. Why does Buffalo need him so bad? Did I miss something? Is it just because they're really good? And
I think that's it. Why does Kansas City need him?
Yeah, I think because Newt mentioned Buffalo.
They don't have good receivers.
Well, they did all right. I mean.
Yeah, but I mean, they don't have elite receivers. Yeah. No, they're fine.
If you have a chance to win, you do everything you can to win a championship. You do everything you can to win that championship because other people are. And sometimes it's like sort of playing defense. You know what? We've got the money. He might help us get over the top. We don't know about this or that. Let's try to make a move for DeAndre Hopkins. The problem is that they're not – nobody's tripping over themselves to try to get and sign DeAndre Hopkins. So the teams are playing the waiting game too. You know, we feel pretty good, but let's not burn that bridge just yet because we don't know how things are going to play out here.
So we have a new slime off candidate.
We do?
You're in there for announcing
something.
Okay.
No, that's fine. That's fine.
Announcing a pregnancy early.
Not. Well, kind of.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, you did. The PGA Tour guy and Jim Nance are on there for say whatever you want to say. RG3's got to go in there for just being the fakest guy in media and the most low-hanging fruit-grabbing, pandering guy in the world. Let's just go back on a way back Wednesday. Some of the stuff that RG3 has done. This was his book tease. And by the way, this book isn't coming out. This was his book tease a while ago.
What's up, guys? I'm so excited to announce that I wrote a book, and it's coming out in August 2022, titled Surviving Washington. Now, every experience that I've ever had has made me a better husband, a better father, and a better player. But I want you to take this journey with me as I walk you through one of the most dysfunctional franchises in all of sports. I'm going to tell you the truth about what happened in that playoff game in 2012 against Seattle. I'm going to detail the medical mismanagement that I received during my time in Washington. I'm going to open your eyes to the sexual harassment that permeated the walls of that building and give you a deep dive into a power struggle between one of the most powerful coaches in all of sports and an owner that many of you want gone. They say the truth will set you free. So here it is, unfiltered. Pre-order now.
He's not the best reader ever.
He's a smart dude, though, man.
Very smart.
Very smart. Mm-hmm. Coppers Cove High School.
Not the best reader.
Here was his fake reaction to Daniel Snyder selling the team on ESPN.
As a person who was once the face of this franchise, what's your reaction to this news?
Oh, my gosh, Field. Yes, yes, yes. Come on, man. Listen, the fans. I'm sorry. Let me calm down. The fans have been waiting for this moment for, it feels like a decade.
All right. So we got that. Now we have this. And this is the worst. I just retweeted. This was on February 15th. Quandre Diggs. So RG3 lost his dog. And then he like went in a sauna and he's like telling people about it. And Quandre Diggs just goes, bro, you funny. And I just retweeted it at Landry Locker. It was so dramatic. RG3 tweeted this the other day. And it's amazing how TMZ picks up everything he does too. I'm starting to wonder if maybe RG3 just like messages TMZ and says, hey, I did something. Because they pick up everything
does.
He does.
Or some, his PR firm is whatever.
So RG3 said this about Madden. Madden's out. Josh Allen's going to be on the front of Madden.
Mm-hmm.
You can talk Madden jinx, whatever you want to talk about, whatever.
Still
but
cool.
It's still awesome to be on the front of Madden. And it's still like when you go pick up Madden, I've been out of the game for a while. It's nice to see someone who's actually relevant on the front and a significant player. He got roasted for this. He got jumped on like a damn trampoline, like a bounce house.
He does on everything.
RG3 said this the other day. When EA Sports announced that Josh Allen was going to be on the cover of Madden. Quote, and I like Robert. It's a damn shame how goofy he's gotten. Quote, EA Sports should make Damar Hamlin the Madden 24 cover athlete. What are you doing?
Pandering.
I mean, what? And it was gone wrong, too.
Yeah. Just pandering. Trying to be, what's the word? Omnipotent or just sort of worldly or, you know, whatever word you want to use there. But fake. I mean, he is a fake, right?
Yeah, he's a fake. He's a clout chaser for sure.
Yeah.
Breaking news from Sports Radio 610 is presented by BetQL. Smarter bets start with BetQL. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today.
DeAndre Hopkins slated to fly to Nashville to visit with the Tennessee Titans. This is per Tom Pelissero. Hop and Vrabel were together in Houston. Now Vrabel's team gets the first visit with Hopkins, the five-time Pro Bowl pick released by Arizona last month. Good. I've said he's passed it. I don't know how this helps out too much. Good.
I'm confused on this one. Man, I think the Titans are going to be a mess, man. I think they are a mess. They're kind of just grasping at straws now, right? Look, and again, we know DeAndre Hopkins is better right now than anybody on the team currently. But maybe that's the attraction for the Titans. They think they can make one more run here. I don't, but maybe they do.
Okay. Have fun with that, dude. Yeah. Catching some passes from Will Levis.
I mean, there's still another quarterback there.
Ryan Tannehill?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see what happens there.
Yeah.
Just run it.
I mean, Treylon Burks, DeAndre Hopkins. He might help them. It definitely makes more sense from a football standpoint, Tennessee over Houston. Just because they are more of a win now. I don't think they're going to win, but I think they're more in a win now mode than anybody else, than the Texans for sure.
I actually think it could be a good fit because, first of all, I don't think that elite teams are willing to pay a lot for him. Second of all, it's Ryan Tannehill's last year, probably, mm-hmm. right?
That's what I'm saying. They're in win now mode.
So it seems like it's Ryan
Tannehill's
last.
How much more does Derrick Henry have?
Yeah. So why not?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it makes sense. But I also think it's a reflection to this market that is supposedly out there for DeAndre Hopkins. I mean, they wouldn't be his first choice, but it's his first place that he's flying to visit with, you know?
Good for him.
Yeah.
Break that bread. Put him on the old Oilers. Let him be a Titan. I'm fine with it. This would be honestly Andre Johnson deja vu.
I was just about to say that.
A lot of people were probably freaking out when they saw Andre was going to the Colts. Oh, darn. Holy crap. This is going to suck.
He's going to haunt us. Well,
I was going to say, who's going to have the better season? Andre on the Colts or DeAndre Hopkins with the with the Titans?
Well, he's probably going to have more opportunity, right? Hopkins?
Yeah.
Yeah. I would say Hopkins. I don't know. I mean, I could be dead wrong on this. It wouldn't be the first time. I think they're a mess right now in Tennessee.
I think they could potentially compete for the division this year. I think they're a mess long term. I think I think as far as like just in a 1 year window, I've seen stranger things than Derrick Henry and Ryan Tannehill and Jeffrey Simmons in that defense and Mike Vrabel and his scrappiness yuck up 9 or 10 wins or something like that.
Yeah.
But after that, they're screwed. I'm with you. After that, they're screwed. There is no 2 year plan.
No.
There's no 2 year plan. And the 1 year plan ain't that great.
That's my point. Like Derrick Henry, I am predicting.
The ceiling is set.
I'm already on the record. I think Derrick Henry is going to take a precipitous fall this season. Now, whether that's still 1,000 yards or 900, who knows? But I think it's going to be a fall. I think the quarterback situation with Will Levis back there, even though he stinks and can't hit a net, there's going to be the first time Tannehill makes mistakes. There's going to be this uproar for Will Levis and pressure on Vrabel to do it. I think there are a lot of cracks in the armor in Tennessee, and I think it's going to start this year. I think they're going to be a mess.
DeAndre Hopkins, an old Oiler. How about that? A favorite of the triple threat, the old triple threat. Wide receiver Antonio Callaway was released by the Dallas Cowboys on Monday after an arrest. I don't know what exactly happened.
The sky's blue.
He had an expired license. He's been known to get in trouble every once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
Remember when?
Trying to remember the details. I know there was something. What was it?
I think the Triple Threat did 4 segments on him back in the day, because they used to have that Hard Knocks guy on even when the Texans weren't on Hard Knocks.
Yeah.
Remember the weekly hit?
Producer.
Boy, Rich used to get pumped for that one.
Yes, that's right.
This would actually be on the air. this was when they would have the Hard Knocks guy on. This was him.
Hey, did you guys hear?
On a way back Wednesday, talking to the Hard Knocks producer.
We heard about it when everyone at the team heard about it, which was on Tuesday, that it happened on Sunday night. So we had footage of him on Monday at practice, you know, and our directors and cameraman at first thought, wow, this guy's not having a very talkative practice. You know, he's not saying much. And it turns out there's a reason why he was, obviously nervous about what had happened and didn't want to talk to his coaches about it yet. And that was just happenstance that we were focusing on him that day. It's part of the luck and charm of Hard Knocks that you don't know when stories are going to happen. And then our great support staff that researches footage and reaches out to people to find the footage, got the footage because it's public domain. So we got, we put in a request for it and got it. And we thought it helped show what happened since, of course, we weren't there as we can't be everywhere.
Man, I can't believe that was a segment back in the day.
Love that.
They love that.
Hard Knocks.
Here was another one. Like, this was another one. So they would have this Ken Rogers guy on, and he would tease, like, a huge scene.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine driving around in Houston. You got Sean and Rich talking. Ted. Rich lit up for this guy. Just imagine just driving around, and this is your tease right here. Go ahead, sir.
Well, there's not. I won't talk about a newcomer, but I will talk about an old familiar face, a familiar stare that's going to have a huge segment tonight, and that's Mr. Mike Singletary, the great Hall of Famer who's now an assistant coach there in Los Angeles. And pure intimidation. Still today, you'll see shots in there where we just have a shot of his eyes looking, and you want to turn the TV off because you get a little scared.
Oh, wow. That's not bad. Hall of Famer from Houston, Baylor. I mean, I'm not saying it's great. It's not bad.
No, I just...
Not bad.
God, I just remember the Jameis Winston days. Joining us now... speaking of Hard Knocks, where's it going to be this year?
You tell me.
Ian Rappaport might have
given us
a little lead yesterday on the McAfee show.
Jets are going to be Hard Knocks, right?
Hard Knocks has not made an official announcement.
I know.
So I do not know who the Hard Knocks team is.
Bull.
Let's just say there are some higher-ups with the Jets who, if they were on Hard Knocks, would probably not be very upset by it. If they were on Hard Knocks, I think it would be pretty awesome. I think the business people and really high up people with the Jets all the way up to ownership would probably be pretty psyched about it. I don't know who it's going to be, but I would say it's a pretty decent possibility.
He knows who it's going to be, and it's going to be the Jets. I like it. I think that's going to be terrific.
Yeah, I mean, it's about as good as you could have.
Yeah.
Sauce Gardner, Aaron Rodgers, Sala.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of storylines there.
And it's New York, so they're going to try to steal as much as they can from the Giants.
We should try to get a weekly with Rodgers for that.
Let's do that.
Ken Rodgers.
Yeah.
Have him on.
We'll talk about... I'm trying to think of another example. I don't know. Some assistant coach from the Jets.
Nathaniel Hackett.
Okay.
Let's talk about this Nathaniel Hackett scene that the people of Houston.
Well, you know
I'm
out on Hard Knocks. Anyway.
Most of which you don't have HBO. And it's not the Texans. Let's talk about the Jarvis Landry storyline. Notice last week we. Do
you have the HBO app?
I do.
They changed it to Max. Yeah.
What does that mean?
Like, it was confusing.
Why were people complaining about that?
Well, I wasn't complaining. It was just confusing. It's the same thing.
No, I know. I heard it, and I thought I was going to have to, like, basically.
I had to re-download.
I thought I was going to have to get under the dang hood or something like that and change something.
Yeah.
Nah, just download it, and we're good.
Yeah, but it was just weird.
But people were complaining. You know why they do that?
For the complaints.
You know why these weasels do that?
Why?
These corporate people.
Why?
Because then they can say, well, look at this, partner. We had 500,000 new downloads the other day of the new app.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because you made me.
Because you made me.
But some jamoke who's pouring like millions of dollars in it doesn't care because they just see that there's like new downloads.
Stock price.
See? There you go.
Yeah.
Right there. There it is.
Mm-hmm.
Internet going nuts next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. I got the internet
going nuts. Gotta pour one out. The man who was victorious in the best event in the history of the Houston Astrodome has left us. No, Earl Campbell's still alive. No former Astros died. But the Iron Sheik has left us. The winner of the Gimmick Battle Royal at WrestleMania 17 on April 1st, 2001. The Iron Sheik, who only won the event because he was too fragile to be thrown over the ropes. And they could not throw him over the ropes. But he won the event. It meant a lot to him. Iron Sheik, dead. Number one trending topic right now on the internet. And if you've never watched an Iron Sheik shoot interview, you should. He is a vulgar SOB. He is mean. He is nasty. But he is a legend. So we start internet going nuts. Pour him one out for the Iron Sheik.
Now go bleep yourself. I got the internet going nuts. That's got to be his epitaph. It's got to be his epitaph.
He's going to get cremated, right?
I don't know. Talk about somebody who came around at the perfect time. Like, perfect time.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Getting the internet going nuts as well today. I like this, and that's why that's one of the ones. It was trending like second or third this morning. I don't know where it is now. Comfort show is trending. I guess somebody.
Comfort show?
Yes. Apparently making the rounds is some survey or statement that 87% of people in the United States have a comfort TV show.
Oh, easily.
Okay. And in other words, a show that you're just sitting around, there's nothing on TV, boom, you put this on.
Really easy.
What are your one or two comfort shows?
Guys, Grocery Games and The Office.
Those are two good ones. Like, you just sit there, you've seen them all. It's just a comfort show.
It can just be on. You can nap through it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Biggie?
Law and Order SVU.
All right.
And The Fresh Prince.
What?
All right.
You're a Law and Order SVU guy?
Big fan.
Didn't you tweet something about it yesterday?
I actually did, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a show. It's crazy because I find myself watching the episode I've seen already and be so into it like I never seen it. And I know how it's going to end.
Yeah. Modern Family and Everybody Loves Raymond. I've seen everyone, and I'm just like, hey, you want to watch? You know, a lot of times before we go to bed, and it's like, it's too early to go to bed still. Let's just watch an Everybody Loves Raymond. Let's just watch a Modern Family. You know, that's like our, it's like a comfort blanket.
That dad and Everybody Knows Raymond played the nastiest, biggest scumbag.
He's the best.
In Monsters Ball, he was the biggest slime ball, mm-hmm. lowlife.
He was Frankenstein in Young Frankenstein.
Man, he's good at playing an old grump.
Also getting the internet going nuts today. I got the internet going nuts. Idris Elba and James Bond.
Who's that?
He's going to be the new James Bond.
Who's he?
Idris Elba.
Who's that?
What movies he been in, Figgy?
He been in a lot of random movies.
You recognize him.
He played in The Wire.
Yeah, he been was in The Wire.
Yeah, he played in a lot of random. He was actually on that show.
Was he in The Office? He was the boss in The Office. That's right. Remember, he came in and he was kind of the gruff boss. And
you've seen his gif before when he was on the show Hot Ones and he was eating the chicken wing. He started coughing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's really respected.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But the internet's going nuts because he's African-American and he's playing James Bond. Come on, people. Come on.
Well, I mean, it's interesting. It's going to be cool.
It is. It should be. It should be. But
although sometimes it is weird. Like, they did a Black Wonder Years. Did we have to do that?
Well, all I'm saying is James Bond's a fictional character. I get that we've already been conditioned with other actors, but I think he'd be pretty dang good.
Did you hear the other news on top of this one? I don't think it made the internet.
What?
Jim Carrey's going to be Shaft.
Dude. That would have the internet going nuts.
He would be awesome. He would be awesome as Shaq.
I'm kind of for it, man. Yeah. I ain't going to lie.
Yeah.
I would be down to see that.
Yeah, that would be pretty good.
We need some more Jim Carrey, man.
There we do. Also getting the internet going nuts today. I got the internet going nuts. Luis Arraez.
Who?
Luis Arraez.
Who that?
Arraez.
Who? Who's that?
He went 2-for-4 last night.
Oh, okay. I know who you're talking about. Yeah, yeah.
He's batting 401. First player to be batting 400 this late in the season since Chipper Jones in 2008.
You know Chipper's real name, right?
I do not.
You don't know his first name?
Uh-uh.
Come on.
I don't know his name. I call him Chipper.
Larry.
Is it really?
Yeah.
So
Larry Jones?
Yeah.
He lucky he stuck to Chipper, man.
So there's not going to be another player that bat 400, but it's a cool story. I mean, it's just not going to happen. But to be batting 401 with 100 games left. They played their 62nd game last night.
You're batting 400 through 401
through 62 games.
400 through a hun.
Yeah.
Or with a hun left. Yeah, 400 with a hun left.
With 100 games left.
That's nasty.
It is sick, and he's trending for that
reason. Come on. On the text line, the 979 says, why don't we call it Jerome Bond?
God, that's bad.
Race car! Come on. And by the way, he's actually British, so he's not African American.
Oh, so he's gonna have the.
He's African British.
Yeah.
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 He's African British.
Apologies for Lopez.
Yeah, my bad. Well, you're gonna love this one. The last. I got the internet going nuts. Brittany Renner is trending, as we just talked about.
Brittany Renner, the one who went on the date with Shaq.
Yeah.
She's 5'4". Buck 08. I told you my mind was in the gutter. Let me just say I got a lot of company.
I'm looking at a picture of them standing next to each other. Let me just put it this way.
No, I'm serious.
Do you think this relationship will fit?
I just don't see how. There's got to be like some sort of like logistics. Like, I don't know. Like, if you're... I mean, that's a hell of a game of Tetris.
Logistics?
No, seriously. Like that's logistics to a T, sir.
I'll say this again. I think it's just curiosity.
There's nothing curious about that.
She wants to know.
John, curiosity means you don't know what the result's going to be. You know damn well if you're 5'4", 108, and you're hooking up with Shaq what the result's going to be.
She's curious.
Maybe she has a craving for hospital food.
Curiosity killed the cat.
That is crazy.
Dude. I mean, it's clearly unhealthy. Right?
You think? You think?
Oh, man.
Poor Shaq, man.
What do you mean?
I mean, dude, like, that's... It's got to be, like, it... To be that successful, like, there's got to be some women who are like, no way.
Well, sure.
Yeah, but Drake doesn't have that problem. Drake doesn't have that problem. Like, Drake,
but
women
no, see, I think you're wrong there.
What do you mean?
I think that a lot of women are, they just want to see. They just want to see.
See is one thing.
Well, and once you see, you're committed.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But like, Drake, like, there are some women, there might be some, but there's not all. There's some who are like, oh, I cannot do that.
Well, sure.
Yeah. So, but Drake doesn't have that problem. Drake can pick whoever. Shaq has, you have to be a very, very tough woman to go with Shaq. And then what about this? What if you're just some average Joe, and we're getting real deep in the sticks here.
Yeah.
No pun intended. What if you're a guy who's just like a normal dude and you take out Brittany Renner and you're sitting across from her and she's like, you don't know anything about her, and you're talking to her. She's like, oh yeah, me and Shaq, we dated for 6 months.
Yeah, I'm out. Literally. I mean, he's like a human episiotomy. I mean, he's you'll learn that term.
It's freaking Shaq.
Now
dude.
That you're pregnant.
Dude, Shaq got a thing for like little women though, because then he dated
Snooki. Hoops. Hoops, not Snooki, Hoops. Okay, Snooki's been married to Giovanni forever. Come on.
Oh, really? No, he dated somebody. Shore, bro. I know he dated somebody small before.
Yeah, Hoops from Flavor of Love.
Yeah.
Hoops that she beat New York, and then New York got crazy, and then she decided not to be with Flavor of Love.
That was a good show, man.
That was an awesome show.
That was probably one of the last reality shows I watched.
That's the other thing. That girl kissed Flavor Flav and went out with Shaq.
Yeah.
And I don't know if she ended up hooking up with Flavor Flav. She didn't seem that into him, but.
What is Brittany Renner known for?
Social media, something I don't know.
Honestly, dating athletes.
Yeah.
Who else has she dated?
She messed around. I think, I want to say she might have had a baby by a NBA player that played for Charlotte, I want to say. Because it was a whole debate about child support or something. And people was accusing her of just using him for the child support.
All right, I got the hit list for her.
Yeah.
Yeah. She also spoke.
She spoke to Deion's squad.
Yep. I was just about to say
that. Yeah, she spoke to Deion's squad at Jackson State. He brought her over.
So what's her hit list?
PJ Washington.
That's the player.
James Harden.
Of course.
I ain't know that one.
Ben Simmons.
Yikes.
Jamal Murray.
No wonder she walks with a limp.
Damn, Jamal Murray?
Yeah. She's got a type.
There we go. Coming
up.
So
have you dated anybody? Yeah, I just broke up. With who? Shaq. I'm out.
So what was that like? I would just be tiptoeing around. Actually, I think I would just ask straight up. So what was that like?
Yeah. You're about to be severely disappointed.
Or not.
You never know.
Coming up. The latest on DeAndre Hopkins. Nightmare or not? Next.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
This is what Brittany Renner, let's say that Brittany Renner lost her voice somehow and she hired Mike Tyson as her translator. Mike Tyson looking for extra jobs. So Mike Tyson is her translator. She lost her voice after a long night with Shaq. Let's say everything goes well at the date. And for some reason, she loses her voice. She can't speak.
I can see that.
So she hires Mike Tyson as her translator. This is what it would sound like if you asked Brittany Renner how she was feeling after her first time with Shaq.
I broke my back.
What do you mean by that? You
my
broke
back is broken.
What a vertebrae or what portion?
Spinal.
That was on the internet. I give credit to it.
I mean, it's definitely on the table or the floor.
I can't believe Tyson said that, man.
I broke my back.
Shout out to the homie Joker.
Yeah.
DeAndre Hopkins, he is going to visit with the Tennessee Titans on Sunday. I actually think this is a perfect fit for DeAndre Hopkins. The Titans are in kind of win-now-ish mode. There's really nothing that they're building, nothing that they're developing. Their best player on offense is Derrick Henry. We don't know how much longer Derrick Henry is going to be able to do what he's done. I'm not going to doubt him, but I mean, at some point, it's going to come to an end. Ryan Tannehill, they're in the final year of that. However, it's going to be, you'd think it they're in the final year of that. Who knows? But they're going to be all in on that. Their salary cap situation sucks. They've had to trade guys. So it's not like they're tanking. They're not in a tanking position. But they're in a spot where they could scrap together a division title. Maybe DeAndre Hopkins helps them. It's not going to be a long-term fix, but in that situation, why not? And oh, by the way, this is something that we didn't bring up. It's the system that he was good in. Like, it's the exact same system. Tim Kelly's the offensive coordinator. Mm-hmm. Tim Kelly was here when Nuke was here. He was an understudy of
Nobody's talking about Guy.
DeAndre Hopkins probably knows that system like the back of his hand. He's played well in it.
Probably knows
the
terminology still.
So there you go. So yeah. DeAndre Hopkins to the Texans. I've said
nobody talks about that.
But I'm good. I'm good with DeAndre Hopkins going to the Tennessee Titans. Go do your thing, sir.
I get it because they think they're going to win. They think they're going to have a chance to win and at least win the division. And who knows after that? My opinion is they're falling apart. I think this is the downfall is going to start this year with the Titans. But that's just my opinion watching them. From their perspective, hey, man, let's take a swing at DeAndre Hopkins. You know, we still think we have some good tread on the tires with Derrick Henry. We still think Tannehill can get it straightened out again. So I get it.
I think it's Dre Johnson 2.0.
I think it could be.
To the Colts.
I just think the whole Titans are going to – you're going to see all kinds of little cracks in the armor with that team this year. Could be wrong. Just what I'm thinking, what I'm seeing.
Yeah, it wouldn't scare me. I would be actually very intrigued by it. But we will see what happens. So we had a couple of Slime Off nominees today. John Lopez nominated for?
Just being a proud grandpa.
Well,
that's all.
Announcing a pregnancy before they wanted you to do it.
No,
but
they knew, and you know, the family knew.
Well, they and the family might have known, but, you know, you don't usually put that public.
I mean, one of his friends texted me, what? Oops. Hey, you know what? I get the grandpa exemption.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess. I was just excited.
Get the grandpa exemption. What is that?
That means, you know, because you're
is
the grandpa.
Is it like a senior discount?
It's like a senior discount. Exactly. You can get senior discounts at 55 now in some places.
Do you ask for it?
McDonald's. I don't think I ever have. Oh, you know what? I have once for a hotel. I mean, why not?
You asked for a senior discount?
Why wouldn't I not?
Did they give it to you?
Yeah. This was not long ago. I want to say it's like $30. $30 or $40. That's still green money,
man. So
was
this in person or on the phone?
No, online. Yeah. They didn't even check when I got there either.
So you just said, you don't look young. I mean, you don't look...
Damn.
What? If you told me that you were a senior citizen, I would take your word for it. I mean, come on. I'm not getting carded or anything like that. Is there anything more disingenuous
I get carded when they have to? I'm like, come on.
Just come on.
Yeah. It's one thing if you're 40. Okay, I get it.
I saw some dude with pushing a damn thing the other day, and he got carded for cigarettes. First of all, you probably should have been smoking cigarettes, sir, but what are we doing here?
I am literally...
He's got an oxygen tank on.
I am literally a graybeard. Literally.
Yeah. like. But what do you think? I should card you if you say, hey...
No. Sometimes, like, you know how they have to card everybody?
Yeah.
So I just like, all right. Can't you just say you carded me?
I would say.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would believe you.
You think?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here you go, sir. Here's your discount. Do you need help with your bags?
I'm not there. That's for dang sure.
Okay, sir. All right, Continental Breakfast in the morning. Oh, you don't go to Continental Breakfast type spots. So.
I normally don't.
Yeah, you've never been to a hotel where they have that.
No, of course I have. No, I just generally like to get my own.
A $45 waffle.
No. This hotel that I'm talking about, it was the Fairfield Inn, and I got a senior discount. It was not even that long ago.
Mm-hmm.
They had a Continental breakfast. I mean, it was a Fairfield Inn.
So you've been
If I'm on the road, I'm gonna go ahead and get breakfast. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
skip
okay.
it. Yeah.
So you're not a fan of the Continental breakfast buffet? Cheap breakfast buffet. Sometimes it can be nice.
I try to find hotels that do have.
Yeah, if I had a good look at it and it looked good, I would. But
I think
I was craving. I was craving breakfast.
Get
tacos there
first. You got there's always the same things at the Continental breakfast though. You might
muffins,
get an omelet bar. You're gonna have the muffins, the
waffle maker.
You're gonna have the sausage links, like the brown, like kind of circle square ones. You're gonna have the flat sausage patties. You're going to have the bacon. You're going to have the scrambled eggs.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have maybe waffles.
No, you're going to have the waffle maker. They try to make it fancy.
They had the waffle maker, yeah, yes. Yeah.
If you're lucky, you'll have the waffle maker. And then you'll have, probably you'll have that juice machine that they have where
it's
they have like
cranberry,
the orange
and apple. And
yes.
Yep.
Say, don't tell me about continental breakfast.
Yes.
I've done my share.
That's 100%.
It's cranberry, orange, and apple everywhere.
Is this weird? I do a lot of weird stuff, so I want to ask you guys. For some reason, I love cereal, but out of the small box, it just doesn't hit for me.
Oh, I
don't
do.
Know if it's just like mental, but like the small
I
box,
just get two
like
of them.
When you put it in, it just does, but it doesn't.
Get two of them, put them in a bowl.
Even then, I just don't feel like it's the same.
No, I do. I do. That is a little weird.
It just doesn't hit for me,
that is
me,
a little
man.
Weird. The best thing on the continental breakfast is generally the sausage and eggs. It's kind of hard to screw that
yeah,
up.
Well, especially yeah. if they have salsa where you can put some ketchup on the eggs too, put a little something on it.
I'm not
pepper.
A big fan of waiting and standing around at the waffle maker. You know?
No, I'm good.
I don't drink the juice.
The omelet maybe, but that's a long wait. I'm kind of in a hurry.
That's a nice place though.
The omelet's good though.
Yeah.
They usually
just have the big pan of scrambled eggs. Yeah. I'm a fan, but like usually if I'm on the road, I'm just like, you know what? I want to get like a breakfast, you know, like, so I'll just skip it. Unless I'm just hungry, need to hit the road.
713-572-4610, Trailer Woodland Frame text line. 807 says DeAndre Hopkins to the Titans doesn't scare me at all. Andre to the Colts did. Maybe it's just that could we be sleeping on the possibility? Possibility of what? Like him being elite? DeAndre Hopkins is not elite anymore. He could have a good season. I mean, he could end up having a good season there, but mm-hmm. he's not elite anymore.
I don't question.
And they're a run first team too.
Yeah, but I don't question their intent. You know, because they feel like they can get there. All right, sign DeAndre Hopkins if you can. I just don't think it's going to work. You know, I get their intent. My opinion is it ain't going to work. In Tennessee in general. Like, mm-hmm. from Derrick Henry on down.
You've been predicting Derrick Henry's downfall for 2 years now, though, right?
No, I have not.
Is it two?
No.
Well, last year he got nicked up anyway, so you would have been right. He got banged up.
Yeah, but it was this year, not long ago, about a month and a half ago. I think we were talking about it, and I said this is the year. So I really have been predicting it. I've been saying it's coming. Now, maybe that's what you're talking about. Like, because I'm always about 4 years, 4.5, 5 years, and history is undefeated on this.
Yeah.
Relatively. I'm sure somebody's going to say.
Adrian Peterson.
Yeah, what about blah, blah, blah.
But Adrian Peterson.
But for the most part, history is undefeated on this. So he's going to have a downfall. He's going to have to take a step back this year. Ryan Tannehill might have a very, very good year, but Ryan Tannehill also is going to be, the first time he makes any mistakes, is going to be feeling the public pressure, the fans, whatever, of Will Levis being there. I mean, there's just a lot of ingredients for this thing kind of falling apart, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think it's a good fit, though, for those two. I think it's a good fit for them. Man, you know how I know me and Figgy are really washed? He was bringing this up earlier today.
Figgy's washed?
Yes.
I'm washed, man.
Yeah,
you're washed?
He knows.
It's over, man.
We've been.
I got a list of things while I'm washed.
It was a good run, Figgy.
We've been like looking forward to eating at Pluckers today. Mm-hmm. Like we've been looking forward to it for like 2 days.
Yeah.
Like here's how lame we are now, man. We used to be in them streets, man. I'm about to have a baby, about to house, all this type of stuff. Like this is my text to Figgy yesterday. This is how pathetic we've gotten. Used to be like thing. I literally sent him a picture of 5 free wings, and he put
oh,
hell
I saw
yeah.
you give him one of those.
Yeah, and he put yeah. hell yeah. Like, we're getting crunk because he's getting 5 free okay. chicken wings today at Pluckers.
Own it.
Man, this would have been a pit stop
yeah.
a couple years ago.
Well, it would have been a spur of the moment.
Nah, this would
like,
been,
hey, man, yes. let's go to Pluckers.
This would have been a, hey, I got effed up all day. Yeah, yeah. And then, hey, oh, let's go to Pluckers yeah. afterwards and drink.
Yeah.
It's
like my, like, oh, what time are we getting there? 6 o'clock? Oh, 6:15? Okay.
Let's make it 5:30. Yeah. I get tired early. Enjoy the ride.
Good sports night, though.
I told the wife, he's like, hey, don't wait up for me tonight.
going
out to Pluckers.
We're going to Pluckers, baby.
Well, they got the Astros at 6. They got yeah. that. It's Miller Lite night, so I can give me Miller Lite large for like $8 or something.
Yeah.
The wifey made it worse, too. She like, oh, so you out in these streets tonight. Okay. Okay.
Washed, man.
I'm washed, man.
Back in the day, though. Speaking of back in the day, let's go to Barbers High School.
Barbers Hill?
Barbers Hill High School.
Man, that's a good place. I used to drive by there all the time on the way to Trinity Bay.
Clint Sterner, Ron Hughley out there. Fellas, I'm gonna ask you guys something. This is Crosstalk brought to you by D&M Auto Leasing. All right, let's pretend that you're on a first date with your wives, okay? And we know you love your wives. And you are sitting across the table, and your wife says, hey, man, just so you know, I had a six-month relationship with someone. You might know who he is, but, you know, we dated for 6 months, and everything's cool. But, you know, I just wanted to let y'all know that. And then you asked her who, and she said Shaq. What would your reaction be if your wife dated Shaq for 6 months?
Let's go.
Oh, okay. Boy. Look at
you. Let's go.
Big show.
I mean, I need more context. I need more context.
I'm winning, baby.
Well, Brittany yes. Renner is, she went on a date with Shaq. She's 5'4", 108, and my mind is automatically in the gutter. I'm just trying to figure out how that's going to work out if this thing intensifies, and that's really just how it came up. I just don't know. I don't know if I could bat two-hole after Shaq.
Well, I'd know this here.
I'm like, trying not like to get real nasty here.
I'd know this right here. And it, look, this has been the majority of my life is I'm going to have to win with effort.
Come on now.
I'm just going to have to win
effort
with effort.
Effort and versatility.
I mean, I'm going to have to get creative. I'm going to have to try harder. I'm going to have to be in good
you play
shape
your
so
game.
I can go longer.
You play your game.
Man, that's worry. A good line.
Listen, hey, you I mean, play your game.
It's just.
That is a good line.
I hate to think of it that way, but, I mean, it would actually – I would actually be able to just stay right in my lane.
It actually makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
It actually makes sense because I have a defeatist attitude. So that is actually a really good attitude right there.
Clearly she's looking for something maybe different. And
would I be different? 180.
Yeah, you would. It's the versatility. The versatility of the different things you would use to try to do what you need to do. Yeah. They're there. I'm in.
That'd be that. Hey, the question there, and I've always had this question about really women in general, because I know guys are dogs, and it's about more than than you know necessarily what you're always attracted to. But I've always had this interest with women. It's like, how do women go from one dude to the other that they are 180 polar opposites?
No doubt.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, obviously, if there's some demons and there's some stuff that guys
future,
do,
Russell
the guy
Wilson.
Changes. But like, yes. how do you go from one type of dude, Shaq? To turn around and then you go to Clint. I mean, that would be a tough. Like, how are you attracted to both of us?
So, like Kim Kardashian. Look at her roster. Like, she went from like some random just normal dude to Chris Humphries to Kanye. Like, she's been all over the place.
I
Pete
think it's
Davidson.
Curiosity, man. I think it's simple. I think it's simple curiosity.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you can quench your curiosity without dating and yeah. You know, pouring your heart out on Facebook. I mean, damn. Yeah. Here's the deal. Speaking of Kim Kardashian, did y'all see the T-shirt she wore making fun of her sister?
I did not.
It was Kendall Jenner. Kim had it on, and she was doing like a little dance around the kitchen or whatever, and everybody took note of her shirt. Her shirt was Kendall Jenner's starting five, and it was all the NBA guys that she's ran through.
Good for her.
It's I mean, what a T-shirt!
That's awesome, though.
What? Yeah.
Did Travis
unless
make
that's
it?
Your kid.
Yeah.
Scott make it on.
No, that's Kylie. That's Kylie.
Oh, that's Kylie. Yeah. Oh, it's about Chloe.
Yeah, Kendall is Devin or Booker, Kendall. Blake Griffin.
Yep.
What's
to do with this hair, blonde hair, and stuff with the Kuzma?
Oh, Kyle Kuzma.
What's the bad back?
Kyle
dude?
Slid in
bad
there?
Back dude that came that was with Philly.
Ben Simmons.
Yep, that was four, and then dang, who was five? Top left.
Top left.
A top left. Ben stole the show. Ben was over the back of her head. He was dunking on her.
Oh man.
Well, I guess you gotta embrace it. They do a good
at least
job.
He made
of that.
The bucket.
Well, Lord knows she can make a bounce back shirt on Kim.
Yeah. Yeah, oh God. She might need a whole sweatsuit.
Yes. It's
goodness
great.
Gracious, fellas. Appreciate you. You're listening to KALT AM, KALT HD2. The drive is live.
The drive is live.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe.
Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.